The reason I chose to involve federal income tax law in Walker v. Members of Congress was not because I oppose paying income tax. So long as income tax is a legal and constitutional method of tax collection, I believe all citizens affected by it should pay it, as they should any legal tax. However, I also believe that I should only be required to pay those taxes which have been legally and constitutionally levied by the government. If any tax is not legally and constitutionally levied, that is, in compliance with all applicable federal laws and the Constitution, I should not be required to pay it. If I have paid it, that money should be returned to me. My belief is supported by federal income tax law. It states that Congress may not collect any income tax if such collection violates federal law or the Constitution, and provides a means of reparation for such illegally collected tax. The facts are these. Congress refuses to obey the Constitution and call an Article 5 convention. This is an official act mandated by the Constitution. An Article 5 convention would propose an amendment to repeal federal income tax. The number of states which want this repeal is sufficient to ratify this amendment, thus repealing income tax. As Congress refuses to obey the Constitution, it continues to collect income tax. If Congress obeyed the Constitution, they would not collect income tax. Thus, they collect tax by unconstitutional means. The withholding of an official act when otherwise mandated to do so in order to collect income tax is called extortion. It is illegal. Under the law, I am therefore entitled to the return of my income tax because it has been illegally, or in this case, unconstitutionally levied. The repeal of income tax should have occurred some 30 years or more ago. So this means that for 30 years, every one of you who is listening to this tape has been paying income tax you were not legally obligated to pay. If you can't think of an Article 5 convention in any other terms and what it could mean to you, think of all the money you have paid in the past to income tax that you didn't have to. And think of how much money in the future you will lose because Article 5 is not obeyed.